It is 10:30 on a warm May night in Washington, D.C. Emily Skeels and a few friends are outside talking and laughing. One friend plays music from a wireless device. Skeels and friends have just finished a bicycle ride around the city on an event called D.C. Bike Party. Each month, hundreds of cyclists take to the city's streets for this highly imaginative group ride. They meet at DuPont Circle and roll onto the road in colorful clothing as the sun sets. Event volunteers lead the adventure. Skeels, who has lived in D.C. for many years, tells VOA what she likes about Bike Party.
I love bikes, and I love biking on streets without traffic. And all my friends go, and the weather's really nice right now.
Technically, there is traffic, but the huge group finds safety in numbers. And that's not all they find. The name Bike Party is just right, since this is more of a celebration on wheels than a usual cycling event. For one, it happens at night. And there's music, lots of it. For example, longtime event volunteer Danny Lesh brings along his sound bike, a bicycle with an oversized speaker system attached. Lesh built the system in 2012. He says he had a good feeling that great music could build a following for a community bike ride in D.C. He was right. Each month, he makes music playlists that fit with the event themes. Tonight, Lesh played funk music for the event's Photon Funk Ride in honor of the city's yearly funk parade. And then there are the costumes. Many riders dress in creative, brightly colored clothing to go with the themes. In October, for example, they dress up for Halloween. Washington, D.C. native Will Bien Duggan seriously regrets missing one Halloween ride a few years ago. It was a rainy, cold night, but Bike Party still went on. The event led cyclists to a party with live music at the Congressional Cemetery.
I saw the video of like everyone coming into it, and it was just something otherworldly. And I realized that like only
Enchanted.
In D.C. and only with Bike Party could you ever have that kind of experience, you know?
Along with exciting themes, music, and clothing, the party ride also brings out some very inventive bicycles. Event founder Leah Sarametis, a California native, says the creativity of the riders is always wonderful. Over the years, she has seen all kinds of bikes on Bike Party, including a penny farthing and a one-wheeled vehicle called a unicycle. In addition, every month, she says, a group of people on rollerblades take part and bring their own disco ball.
So it just never ends. People are truly amazing.
Some that take part in Bike Party do not use any wheels at all, says Los Angeles native and dog lover Marla Larrave. She was excited to see a four-legged participant on a recent ride.
There was a dog, a little dog that was running the whole time alongside all the cyclists with his human. That was super cute.
Larrave met Skeels through Bike Party and says the event is her favorite thing to do in D.C.
You know, I've got friends that I've made at Bike Party, and then their friends become my friends too.
About halfway through every Bike Party, riders stop at a park. they set down their bicycles and talk, laugh, make new friends, eat, drink, listen to music, and of course, they dance. Lara Vey loves the musicality. She says last month's ride took the group to a park filled with Japanese cherry trees.
And it was just beautiful, riding through the park and seeing all those trees.
Then Brazilian music began to play and people danced by the trees. Sarah Metis was sad to leave behind the big group bike rides from her hometown of San Jose, California. So, in 2012, 2 years after she moved to D.C., she started the D.C. Bike Party. She says, as free-spirited as the ride is, event volunteers work hard to make sure it operates smoothly each month. It is all volunteer-organized. About 30 people put the event together to make sure it is safe and responsible.
I like to say that we take having fun very seriously.
Bien Duggan says there is a special connectedness among those in the bicycle community around the world. A few years ago, he spent 14 months on a bicycle tour through South America. On many nights, cyclists opened their homes for him to stay the night. Bien Duggan says he feels a similar sense of unity on rides with the bike party. He says it offers a sense of community and a good reminder that the whole city isn't just suit and tie, and that's a really great feeling. I'm Alice Bryant.